Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Well, I'd like to say welcome back to your session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and or, doesn't matter to me, but you could also easily send me text message. Well, sign up for our text alerts. Text GOJO, one word, GOJO, to 77222. GOJO to 77222. All right, after the break, we're going to talk about whether God and science can coexist. Can they sit in the same space? Now, I've always contended, you guys have been listening to the show for a while, I always say the same thing. Science isn't science because science says so. Science is science because God says so. H2O is water, not because science says so, but H2O is water because God says so. It ain't that hard. And somehow, they've got it in their minds that we Christians, or, you know, we don't believe in science. And they couldn't be so wrong. We don't believe in man's science. We believe that God made science to help us discover his creations. Racism, again, I told you, it's a topic of the decade. You can't get away from it. Not that the amount of time we're giving it is just amazing to me. Because we're not really looking for solutions. We're just looking to yell and make people feel bad. A federal judge rips Biden over a program that excludes white farmers. Now, when it comes to farming doesn't care what color you are. Right? Do you know how to till the land? Do you know how to deal with the crops? That's all that the ground cares about. Yet, Joe Biden and team has decided, or had decided, that National Recovery Act that they were trying to put together, was only going to be for, at first, the first round of money would only go to, you know, black farmers, black businesses, the whole nine yards. Now, first off, if that's not a starting point to light a war of some kind, and it's out-and-out discrimination at its purest form, you know, as has been laid out in many laws. And the other thing to show you how out of touch these people are, yeah, Joe Biden team, totally out of touch. It's just think about this. These farmers work side by side with each other. They help each other out in times of trouble and emergency. Sometimes they're helping each other with each other's crops and family issues. The inner city people are so out of touch with real America. You could almost do a sitcom around it. Chief U.S. District Court Judge Thomas Anderson, City of Tennessee, he issued a national injunction on Monday to prohibit the Biden administration from forgiving minority farm loans as part of the American Rescue Plan, calling that part of the law reverse discrimination, reverse racism. He's true. He's right. Under Biden, $1.9 trillion plan, minority farmers can get debt relief that other farmers aren't eligible for. Think about that. Now, part of that is they're saying that the black farmers suffered more because of COVID-19. Apparently, the crops that the black farmers, you know, plowed or planted are more COVID-19 susceptible. That's not it. This is why I said they're out of touch. Because they say that inner city, you know, blacks and Hispanics in the inner cities were affected worse by COVID because they had less services available to them. They have no clues of what goes on out in farmland, out in middle, not a clue. Nor do they want to find out. According to the USDA, the funding opportunity is intended to provide targeted, focused, specific outreach to socially disadvantaged producers in areas and communities where outreach efforts have not been effective. Why haven't they been effective? How bad of a job are you doing? No, really. The USDA, are they driving door? Heck, they're going to drive door to door to see if you got your vaccination. Can't they drive door to door to fight off these farmers or, you know, are taking advantage of all the benefits available to them? They know who the black farmers are. What have they taken? What steps have they taken to make it better? That would be my question. What have you? Oh, we sent out mail. Well, the Pony Express. I mean, think of their way, right? The Pony Express doesn't get there that often. They're a sick group of people. For the purposes of this notice of funding opportunity, socially disadvantaged groups should be defined as groups whose members have been subjected to racial, ethnic, or gender prejudice. Right. So that means any person everywhere, what the Italians have, Germans have, Japanese have. I mean, I'm trying to understand, where's the line? Now, according to the brief that they filed, right, the groups include American Indians, Alaskan Natives. I thought it was Native Americans. Whatever. American Indians. See, they can't even make up their mind. Alaskan Natives, Asians, Blacks, or African Americans, Native Hawaiians, or Public Islanders, Hispanics, and in the case of the FSA loan, women. No veterans. Because the Italians were always treated well when they first got here. The Irish were always treated well, weren't they? They weren't discriminated against at all, were they? It's tough when you're ignorant to history. It's tough when you want to sling falsehoods instead of the truth. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. When we come back, there's got to prove a science. Can they coexist? We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business us, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Never mind your chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. He mighty sucker punch came flying in.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. You know, I got to tell you, on a regular basis, I admonish you guys to get involved, to get engaged. Let me know what you think. Because I'm always curious as to, you know, the guests and the topics and what we're doing. You know, I'm always talking about God and science. And here's somebody who has a clue. Remember, I bring the experts on because I'm not that one.
You know, we're back. You know, I love to talk about this stuff all the time. I talk about the difference between science, God, a lot of science and God. And a lot of you guys think that because those of us who do believe in God, we don't believe in science. And, you know, my mantra on the show has always been, that's not the point at all. What we believe is that, not that science did not create God, but God created science. And H2O equals water, not because science says it equals water, it's because that's the way God made it. At least that's my personal opinion. Now, Dr. Michael Keyes is joining me. He's a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute and a former Fulbright scholar. He holds a PhD in history, the history of science from the University of Oklahoma, and serves as a lecturer in the history and philosophy of science at Biola University. Doctor, thanks for joining me. I appreciate the time.
Hey, Joe, let's chat about science and God.
I think it is too, and what I love the title of the book is Unbelievable: Seven Myths About History and the Future of Science and Religion. But you actually even call out Neil deGrasse and Bill Nye the on this show. He's called Bill Nye the non-science guy. And anyway, first give us
to be known as the science.
I know. You know what? And I want to be known as, you know, a doctor of philosophy, but that's not going to work either. So, hey, give us an overview, an 80,000-foot overview, what the book is about, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, so Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson tell the story that science and religion are at war and have been at it for a long, long time. So if you want to be on the right side of history, you go with science, ditch religion, because, you know, science ultimately wins. So, and they tell this through a number of specific stories that I break out as very specific myths about science and God. So I've been teaching this stuff for about a quarter century to college students, and I thought, you know, it's time to go public with this.
Yeah, I love that, and I got to give you credit, because there's a lot of people in your world, whether it's the science world or the medical world, won't talk about this stuff for fear of being, you know, poo-pooed, ridiculed, whatever terminology you want to use. Are some of your peers looking at you after writing this book and going, you know what, dude, there's something wrong with you?
Well, you know, curiously, my peers in history of science, which is a, you know, pretty huge discipline now with, you know, large numbers that come to conferences, they would agree with the vast majority of what I say in my book. They'd quibble here and there on some interpretations, but basically they're with me. Now, contemporary scientists, particularly those who are the vocal atheists, of course they're going to not like this book. They're going to want to argue against it, but they don't have the relevant expertise to really address the historic myth, and also have a futuristic myth as well that I deal with.
Well, let's talk about some of those things that you deal with in the book. You say, why the Dark Ages never happened. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, well, the label Dark Ages is often slapped onto 1,000 years of European history from the time of, well, when Rome fell and Europe effectively began until about 1450. And we all know that the Christianity had a great amount of influence over society during that period. And so the standard story that many atheists still tell today is, well, you see, it was because of Christianity that science was held back. There wasn't much in the way of cultural and scientific development during that period. And, you know, people believe in a flat earth during that period, which I break out as a separate myth, because there's so much interesting stuff on the whole history of ideas about the shape of earth. But, yeah, basically, it's this is totally flies in the face of massive historical evidence that, you know, the Middle Ages were in many ways an age of enlightenment, age of discovery, and set the foundations for modern science. The basic methodology and some actual experimentation went on during the Middle Ages. And some of this stuff had to be rediscovered by folks like Galileo, who are known more as the founders of modern science.
You know, it's funny, as you talk about this and as I, you know, read some of the things in the book, when I finished high school in the late 70s, and I'm thinking about the difference between what we were taught then and how much that is not being taught today, and it's tended, as you see this stuff start to change over the years, it's basically, I don't want to say that they lie about it, but they definitely skew it in the direction they want you to believe. They skew it in the direction, as you just said a minute ago, you had atheists or you have atheists in modern science today that want to, they don't want to just skirt the idea of God. They want to run away from it. They want to create a major chasm in that. Have there been some scientists throughout the, in modern history who have turned around and said, look, there's place for both?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to look at early modern science, Copernicus, Kepler, Galileo, who made some amazing discoveries that are still taught today, with some qualification, of course, they were all believers in God. And Copernicus worked for the Catholic Church. Galileo was Catholic. Kepler was a Lutheran. They all believed in the Bible and that the Bible was without error. And they also thought that this was entirely consistent with what they were finding in the natural world. I mean, and here's a common metaphor that was used in the Middle Ages and the early modern period. God wrote two books, the book of nature and the book of scripture. And if you've got the same author for both books, if you properly interpret both of them, they're going to converge on the, on the same truth. They're not going to conflict with each other. And indeed, that's what has happened over time.
Yeah, like I said, I talk about that regularly on the show, how there is no chasm between the two. Again, it's just a matter of you studying without a bias, looking at this, reading it, just trying to understand it without a bias one way or the other. So, yeah, Christopher Columbus, which I joke on the show all the time that Chris took a wrong turn, ended up in the wrong place. Yeah, we celebrate him for over 200 years. Yeah. Only in America would we do something like that. And so I get a kick out of that. But again, there was a lot of conversation around Chris's trip, worried about he was going to fall off the edge of the earth. And I mean, it's just hilarious when I read some of this stuff as to what was going on back then. But guess what? I take too long to ask the question because I do that. We run out of time. We're going to have to hit that on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Sure.
Don't go far. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about how science and religion do work together very much. And they've never stopped working together. How do you like that one, right? I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Look, when your friends get on your case, just laugh at them and tell them it takes them more faith to believe in strictly science than it does for me to believe in God. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration says it will begin evacuating Afghans who aided U.S. forces in that country at the end of the month. It's unclear how many people the program, called Operation Allies Refuge, will be able to relocate to safe countries. There has been a push in recent weeks to get Afghans who worked with the U.S. out of the country as troops are being pulled out. Many have said they fear for their lives as the Taliban has made considerable gains in regaining territory in the country. And a group of moderate Democrats have sent a letter to the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader calling for the formation of a 9/11-style commission to investigate the origins of COVID-19. The letter from the leaders of the Blue Dog Coalition encourages legislation that would create a panel to investigate the origins of the virus, as well as the U.S.'s preparedness for a pandemic. There's thus far been little interest from House leadership in investigating the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
See you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school, no! Me neither.
That's one of my favorites. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. I don't want to waste any time. We're back. You know, I always enjoy tying together, and some of you who have listened for some period of time, I always enjoy tying together how God and science go together. They don't go apart. One doesn't push the other one away. As you've been taught, we've all been taught over the years that that's exactly how it works, and it doesn't work that way. They fit together wonderfully. So I've asked Dr. Michael Keyes to join me today. He's a senior fellow at Discovery Institute and a former Fulbright scholar. He also holds a PhD in the history of science from the University of Oklahoma and serves as a lecturer in the history and philosophy of science at Biola University. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time with me.
Sure, Joe. I guess you wanted to talk about the shape of the Earth, right?
Well, I want to talk about Chris, you know, crossing his fingers and hoping he didn't, you know, sail off the edge of the planet, because that's what it was all about back then, right? Go ahead.
Well, that's what we're still taught in grammar school today, that I mean, it's just received wisdom that Columbus was trying to get funding for his trip. He had to argue that the Earth was round instead of flat in order to get people to fund his journey. Well, it turns out, actually, that the real debate in Columbus time, 1492, basically that's the end of the Middle Ages, early modern period, the real debate was not the shape of the Earth, it was the size of the Earth, and particularly the size of oceans compared to land mass. And so, people knew the Earth was round for a long, long time, clear back to Aristotle, 4 centuries before Jesus, and then throughout the early Christian period, and then through the Middle Ages. In fact, Christians invented this institution called the university, and they were all Christian to begin with. Secular universities came much, much later, and they taught hundreds of thousands of students in the Middle Ages the arguments for a round Earth. So I'll give you one example, Joe. So you look up at the moon during a lunar eclipse, and you can see that as the shadow of the Earth crosses over the face of the moon, the edge of that shadow is curved. So the Earth is round, okay? So and there were about a half dozen other arguments. And what's ironic about this is when I teach this to college students, Most of my college students had fewer good arguments for a spherical Earth than the typical medieval student, which was supposed to be Dark Ages. Nah. Who's really living in the Dark Ages, right? Yeah, but of course, by the end of my class, they were up to speed with they were on par with the medieval students on this particular topic.
Yeah, no, I get it. It goes to sometimes what's being taught and what they're looking at. And you actually, just take a little sidestep here. This is actually another, as of late, another argument coming up to try to push the flat Earth movement again. I think that's hilarious. You must know a little bit about that.
Yeah, there are a few nuts out there who will gather people together. Like when I spoke in Colorado on my book topic at Colorado State University, a few weeks before I arrived, the Flat Earth Society was meeting in Denver. But look, they only drew about 600 people. There's a couple of organizations that do this. It's a big publicity stunt. They make money off of it. And, you know, religion is kind of out there like, oh, you know, religious people believe this. But I have only met like two people in my entire life who I think were authentic Christians who actually thought the Earth was flat, and of course I argued against them immediately. So it's just a bunch of kooks. In fact, the people at the conference said that their own churches were kicking them out of the churches because of their belief in a flat Earth. Because yeah, it's ridiculous, and they're giving Christianity a bad name.
Yeah, well, no, I agree with you. I love this stuff when they come, and then when they try to lay it on the church, it's funny, they can't make up their mind. Some of them want to lay it on science, some of them want to lay it on the church, and they can't get with their own program. You know, you talked about Copernicus earlier, and you say that he'd be shocked to learn that he supposedly demoted humans from the center of the universe. What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean the common way of framing the Copernican achievement is to say, well, prior to him, we thought we were in the center of God's plan, the center of the universe, you know, the religious view. Copernicus kicked us out of the center. Now we're just on a rock in space going around the sun. And so humans are no longer important. We no longer are plausibly made in the image of God. Well, Copernicus himself said that the universe was framed for our sake. There's roughly a quote there. And the early Copernicans who followed him, like Kepler and Galileo, they framed this change in scientific perspective as a promotion for Earth, because according to the ancient and medieval view that had made its way up to that time, the center of the universe was considered the bottom of the universe, the place of dishonor. So to make Earth, or to reconceive Earth as a planet, was considered like a promotion. We, you know, we're now entering, you know, joining the dance of the stars along with other, you know, wonderful things way up there high in the exalted heavens. So that's how that meant. That story ends up being a myth.
Yeah, these guys had, and again, we, as the years, to my point earlier, as the years go on, the pictures that are being painted of these guys, the pictures are being painted that their what their attitude was towards science and God, becoming less and less truthful and wider apart from the truth, aren't they?
Exactly. That's why I wrote this book. Because, you know, if you actually swallow these first six historic myths in my book, it leaves this significance void. People, well, you know, that needs to be filled with something, and people are grasping for something, which is why I wrote about a seventh myth that's futuristic.
Well, we've got, but I want to, you know, again, they can get your book, which is one of the resources they might be able to get their hands on. But usually when these young people are looking to get answers to this, or they're studying for their class, or they go to their class, more and more of these books are pointing them in the opposite direction. More and more of these professors are pushing them in the opposite direction. Are there places they can go, again, along with your book, but are there places they can go to get information to maybe shore up what the opposite of what they're being taught, the truth, if you would?
Yeah, well, particularly with contemporary science, like in my futuristic myth, I cover, like, well, what is, could an alien actually make its way to Earth, and what are the distances and so on? Are other planets habitable? And yeah, you have to look at how unlikely these things are, and Discovery Institute, discovery.org, is a great place to go for questions like about, you know, alien life, is there evidence that God made this universe because of the way it's constructed? And yes, there is lots of it that never gets into the textbooks, or rarely does. So, yeah, discovery.org, I work with the Center for Science and Culture, there, and my colleagues, you know, prominent astronomers and biologists and physicists have done some really great work. A lot of it's free, you know, through articles up on the web.
Yeah, I want to talk in detail about that in the third segment. It's amazing to me when it comes to aliens and such. I have my own thoughts that I drive people crazy with. But come back to how the popular account of Giordano Bruno as a martyr for science ignores the fact that he was executed for theological reasons, not scientific ones, right?
Yeah, now, what's tricky is you have to kind of tease out some of his theological reasons, you know, that God has to create incessantly so the universe is infinitely large and there's infinite number of planets, so there's got to be a lot of aliens out there. Some of that did overlap with theological questions, with scientific questions about cosmology, you know, the structure of the universe. But he misunderstood much of Copernicus' cosmology and astronomy, and he was lived just after the time of Copernicus, and so he really wasn't well versed in science of his own day. But he had this belief that Jesus was just one more migrating soul hopping from planet to planet to planet, and he just happened to show up on Earth. And these ideas were clearly heretical theologically, that Jesus was just one more, you know, soul that's going from planet to planet. But it did have kind of a scientific look and feel to some of it, and that's why some have said, well, he died as a martyr for science. But when you look at the details, it's only very superficially scientifically looking, and it's basically philosophy and theology with a little, you know, scientific flavor sprinkled on it.
Well, look, we got to go for a quick break. We'll talk a little bit more about this on the other side of the break, and we'll get into the whole alien thing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We're talking about how science and God do work together. We'll be back in a minute. Yeah, I got to tell you guys, if you don't think science is God is working together, go outside. Just look around. Ask for extra. You know, you've got friends of yours that you mention God, and they snicker at you, or they kind of giggle. Your friend, so it's good, it's okay, and all that fun stuff. But the reality is, look around. You're going to tell me this is an accident? Everything around you is a perfect accident? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer?
Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
This is your favorite. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Can God and science coexist? I don't know. You tell me. We're back with Dr. Michael Keyes, and Dr. Michael Keyes is a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute and a former Fulbright scholar. He holds a PhD in the history of science from the University of Oklahoma, and he serves as a lecturer in the history of philosophy of science at Biola University. Again, Doctor, thanks for being with me. I so much appreciate your time.
Hey, it's been fun, Joe. Let's do some more.
Oh, listen, you can go round and round and round about this. Is some of the stories that we've been taught in school, and you're debunking these, if you would, in a nice way. You're debunking these stories in your book, Unbelievable: Seven Myths About the History and the Future of Science and Religion. You can find it on Amazon, and I'm so glad to see that you take on Bill Nye, the non-science guy. Always exciting when I see that happen. So, again, we've been taught for years and years and years and years and years that Galileo had a major clash with the church, but what really was that all about?
Well, Galileo had both friends and foes within his own Catholic Church, and he was trying to be faithful to his own church to educate it in the new astronomy that Copernicus had unveiled and that Galileo took further with a little more evidence that could be interpreted in favor of it. But Galileo, you know, he had both friends and foes within the church hierarchy. It turned out that because the church, the Catholic Church, was in the middle of the Counter-Reformation, you know, responding to the Protestants, they were much more touchy, overreaching to put down people that were talking about, you know, risky things. So Galileo, yeah, did. I mean, this was definitely an embarrassing episode for the Catholic Church. He was forced to get on his knees and say, you know, I don't believe this stuff anymore about Copernicus. But when you go through my chapter, you'll find that at several key points, if he had just been a little more modest and about his arguments, he thought that he could prove the Earth really moved, but at that time there was really no way to prove it. It was a kind of a toss-up between a moving Earth and a stationary Earth. It wasn't until much later that that was really settled as fact, that Earth moves. So, yeah, it was an unfortunate incident, but it doesn't show that science and religion are essentially at war or necessarily at war. It was different interpretations of the Bible and different interpretations of science. That's all it was.
I look at this and say, when you look at the universe, the vastness of the universe, how it comes out to be and how it keeps working, it doesn't take anything away from God. I've been saying that on the show for years. I mean, if you're saying that you look at us as human beings, you want to talk about evolution and all that other stuff, we are a mass of perfect mistakes. It doesn't make any sense to me, and I don't have a college degree. I mean, the vastness of the universe, the ongoing growth of the universe doesn't fly in the face of God, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's quite consistent. In fact, the sheer size of the universe, it's immense. Bill and I like to say, well, that shows that we're insignificant, because look how small we are compared to that size. But look, people, in even religious people in the ancient world, like take Psalm 8, a Jewish poet saying, looking at the night sky, what is man that you are mindful of him? And yet, he goes on to say, despite this feeling of insignificance, we are significant because God has revealed himself to us and showed, you know, that he has a plan for us. So, yeah, that's another instance of where, you know, someone imposes on the past an atheistic perspective and then expects us to believe that people in the ancient world were just dumb, didn't think the universe was big, but they, in fact, did. It's right there in the Old Testament.
Yeah, I was getting a kick out of the fact that again, it's the one area, it seems like, in science, it's the one area where they don't have to have 100% proof, they don't have to be able to recreate the issue, yet when it comes to, the Big Bang, evolution, any of that stuff, you are to believe it simply because you can't believe in God. I mean, again, I don't want to take any of your thunder away, and I don't know what road you go down. When I talk about evolution with somebody who comes on and doesn't believe in God or the universe or the Big Bang Theory, I said, look, it takes you more faith to believe in the Big Bang than it does for me to believe in God. You have to believe in the vast space of nothingness. Absolutely nothing existed, and somehow two atoms or what have you, and this two things come out of nowhere, right? They come together in this vast universe. They somehow find an intersection they can collide with, and then they create this bang that goes out and creates this perfect universe. I'm sorry. You've got to have more faith than I do to believe that, don't you?
Yeah, for an atheistic version of that story, exactly. Now, there are Christians who are scientists who think that modern cosmology does point to a beginning and to, therefore, a beginner, namely God. But yeah, the atheistic versions, which you were rehearsing there, are just saying it happened. There was no design in it. It just happened.
Yeah.
And that's clearly not the case. The universe is highly pre-programmed to unfold and space to stretch out in a way that is exactly what's needed in order for it to support life.
And again, it's the area that aggravates me to no end, because they say you believe in something you can't touch or feel or deal with. And I say, well, you know, you're in the same boat I am. You're dealing with something that you can't prove in any way, shape, manner, or form. Let's move on to the aliens, because I have a lot of fun with that too. You know, I had a guy come on the show and wanted to talk to me about how the aliens were hiding behind one of the planets, and they were waiting to jump in case we destroyed Earth. And I'm thinking, they came all that way to hang out? I mean, seriously? With everything they got going on, they come all this way to check us out, and all they can do is beam us up and stick probes in us. They can't scan us or anything. You guys, but those guys who call in, I say you're crazy, because you talk about stuff that makes absolutely no sense. How is a new myth being positioned to replace religion, a futuristic myth that sounds scientific, but it isn't? You talk about that in your book as well.
Right. Yeah, so those six historic myths left this significance void. If there is no God and, religion's dumb, well, then you just kind of go forward. What's going to fill that void? Well, this seventh futuristic myth is doing it, and I call it the extraterrestrial enlightenment myth. Now, the myth is not whether aliens exist or not. We don't really know. But here's what the myth is. It goes like this. Any alien capable of making the vast, journey to Earth would have to have godlike superintelligence. And Richard Dawkins is saying this, the famous atheist. Technology indistinguishable from magic, think Harry Potter, and moral spiritual insights that would trigger global religious reorientation. And here's my response briefly. There's more in the book, but briefly, look, in order for aliens, even if you look, we've discovered about 4,000 planets beyond our solar system. None of them are really good candidates for complex life like us. So you have to go a huge distance even to get to possibly habitable planets, which we still don't see, but possibly, okay? Well, then the problem is technology can't overcome natural laws. That's impossible. Speed of light is this cosmic speed limit. In fact, we can't even get very close to the speed of light in space travel. So, and no one can. There's certain natural laws that can't be overcome by ordinary natural organisms or their robots. So the likelihood of arrival is very, very low, for one thing. The second thing, I'll close with this on ET. Here's the deal. If the devil himself were to appear on this planet posing as an alien savior, Richard Dawkins, the atheist, and other like-minded materialists, based on their own atheist literature, would have no way to help other people distinguish between the natural, that is the alien interpretation of this great being solving the world's problems, and the supernatural, the devil interpretation of this same creature. So latter-day materialism is becoming indistinguishable from the occult. How ironic, Joe.
I read this stuff, I see what they throw at me, I see the stories they send to me, and I'm going, wow, there's nothing new here. I mean, just pulling the wool over eyes has been going on for centuries and centuries and centuries, So, we're just about out of time, so tell people how they can find you, maybe find your writings, and your book is available on Amazon, correct?
Yeah, and the easy way to find it on Amazon is to go to unbelievablemyths.com. That's myths, plural, and it'll take you to the Amazon page.
Oh, perfect. And listen, I appreciate your time. We'll have you back on. I always enjoy these kind of conversations, especially after a couple of weeks of, again, the crazies calling me and telling me how they're out there. They're just cloaking their anyway, Doctor, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate people like that are willing to come on. Again, when you have a degree and you're teaching at a college and you start talking about these things that they think is a fringe or not true or can't possibly be true, you put yourself out there. We need to give guys like this a lot of kudos for doing it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the day, and thanks for being with us.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?